You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9 and streaming live online at CITR.ca. My name is Spike. Going to be with you until 8 p.m. playing you all sorts of new stuff that's arrived in the studios, including, but not limited to, fantastic local music by the likes of Minimalist Jug Band, Dylan Thomas, The Good News, great little CD from them, Prairie Cat, Fatty Fatty and the Roaches, and the Pointed Sticks, of course, as well as some other great music from across the country from the likes of The Secretaries, Christian D and the Hangovers. Great little compilation called Manitoba Music 5. We're going to feature something from Romy Mays, as well as the new project from the Five Hole Band, which is none other than Dave Bedini and Martin Tielli from the Rheostatics, along with their friends Selena Martin, Barry Mironchnik, and Ford Pier, who of course played with the Rheostatics during the latter years, as well as some good old-fashioned rockabilly from the Riptides from Ottawa, as well as something from Red Mass and King Kong and Barbecue Show, as well as Alex Cuba, who is currently residing in Smithers. But no time like the present to get to something new from some guys who've been around for a while, but really haven't been around for a while. Let me explain. We're going to play something from a band that will be, basically hasn't recorded any music in 29 years. Their first album since 1981 when they broke up. We're talking about none other than the Pointed Sticks, who've been around for, I guess now 2006 they reunited, so they've been around for 3 years, kicking out the old tunes. They got something new from an album, brand new album, like I said, first in 29 years. And they're playing two gigs this Saturday at the Rio Theater. They're doing a 2 o'clock all-ages gig with the Evaporators and Pretty Vanilla. And at 9 p.m. they're playing with the TVs and the Strange Magic. Here is the Pointed Sticks from Three Lefts Make a Right from the Northern Electric label. We're going to listen to the track called Start Something New. Some brand new Pointed Sticks. First in 29 years to start off the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9.
Traveling back to all the places I've been, it brings home all those feelings again. It's like a dream that never ends, but now it seems to me I'm waking up again. I can't change anything I've done, not that I would, but now it's time to move on. And I know there's nothing to do but just forget it all and start something new. So just forget it all and start something new. Don't even think about it. Change is coming soon. All the things you saved up, throw them all away. Cause you don't need them anyway. Those days just seem so strange. Now they fade away.
drama, boys drumming, digging at Yuletide beat. Snow gently falling, Santa Claus is calling, ringing his bell on the street. Shopping, discotheques are hopping, it's gonna be a real cool Yule. Celebrate the season, holly jolly reason, the candy don't learn at school. Reindeer, lots of holiday cheer in every groove and pad. People carol singing, church bells are ringing, you just can't feel sad.
Listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, CITR.ca, streaming live online. And you just heard a double shot from The Pointed Sticks, who are going to be doing a CD release show this Saturday at the Rio Theater for the brand new CD, Three Lefts Make a Right. We heard the track called Something New, Start Something New, from that CD. And of course, like I said, they're playing two gigs this Saturday. They're playing an of-age show with Evaporators and Pretty Vanilla at 2 p.m. and then with the TVs and Strange Magic at 9 p.m. an all-age, or no, an of-age gig late in the evening. We followed that up with something from their Christmas demo, I guess it is. A two-song CD of Christmas music that they released back in 2008. And we heard the track called Christmas Time, or Xmas Time Again. Christmas Time Again? Anyways. So, getting a little bit on the Christmas theme here on the Canadian Wave. We're going to play you some great holiday-themed music to wrap up the show, so stay tuned for that. Just two words to say to you. Eggnog Experience. Anyways, most people that are listening probably know what that's all about, but we're going to let you know all about it near the end of the show, and there's some great Christmas music from local bands involved. So we're going to get this next set of music started off with a couple of ska tracks. We're going to play you something from the Chris Murray, brand new Chris Murray CD called Yard Sale. But first, we're going to play something from locals.
Can you listen to something brand new that nobody knows about yet?
Yeah.
February 20th. 26th at the El Dorado Theater, Chris Murray in Vancouver.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first. El Dorado. Sorry, what was the date again?
The last Saturday in February.
Last Saturday in February 2010. Chris Murray will be playing the El Dorado. Thank you to Frank Rumbletone for the heads up on that. So we're going to be listening to some Chris Murray in just a lickety split. But first, something from local band Fatty Fatty and the Roaches from their CD Stanley. We're going to be listening to the track called Pink Elephants. To get this set of music started, little ska flavor for you here on the Canadian Way, CITR FM 101.9.
Just have to face it, you now hear it. If Before you know it, man, your life begun. Before you love it, man, it's almost gone. Never hear a starting gun, but the end must surely come. So try and live a good life, 'cause it's a thing that you can't do twice. Better to know, better to know it. 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 Better to know.
Listening to the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and I'll let you know what you just heard there. We started off with a couple of great little ska and rock steady songs for you there. Set started off with something from local band Fatty Fatty and the Roaches from their self-released debut CD called Stanley. We heard the track called Pink Elephants. And this album came out on November 14th, so it's just barely been out for a month now. This album was apparently 2 years in the making, and they recently also added Juno winner Mr. Metro on vocals and keyboards. So expanding lineup for Fatty Fatty and the Roaches, and a great little CD as well, I might add. And word has it that they will very likely be opening up for the person that we played next, Chris Murray, former frontman of King Apparatus. From his first album for the Unstrictly Roots label, which is a label he has part ownership in. Name of the CD is called Yard Sale. We heard the track called Better to Know. A little bit of a relaxing little rock steady beat for you there. That's Chris's first album on his own label. His first three were, of course, on Asian Man Recordings out of L.A. He is based out of L.A., even though he's originally from Kingston, Ontario, relocated to Toronto when he was with King Apparatus. And yeah, he is going to be playing the last Friday in February, which I think is February 25th at the El Dorado Hotel. So, with openers Fatty Fatty and the Roaches. So that should be a great little gig. We'll let you know more about that as the date nears and we find out more. But that'll be a great little all-ska gig for you. And a great little intimate venue over on Victoria there near Kingsway. And yeah, check it out. Should be a good one. And we wrap that up with another Canadian expatriate, King Kong and Barbecue Show. Have a new CD, Invisible Girl. And of course, the track that we heard from that one was called Truth or Dare. And of course, this is the side project of King Khan, of course, of King Khan and the Shrines. This act, the King Khan and Barbecue Show, has been touring a lot lately as the Shrines take a little bit of a break. But the band formed when Mark Sultan and Blacksnake, a.k.a. King Khan, were in garage rock band The Space Shits from 95 to 98 and kept a working relationship going when Sultan's solo barbecue show toured with King Khan and the Shrines back in 04. He'd been doing it for a couple of years beforehand, Mark Sultan was. He started his barbecue project in 2002, and the two of them started working together and called themselves King Khan and Barbecue Show, and this is their third album now, came out November 9th, and it's their second on the In the Red label, and they also have three EPs under their belt, so they've been pretty prolific in the 5 short years that they've been together. Their output is definitely rivaling King Khan and the Shrines. Interesting news from the King Khan camp. Turns out that King Khan, back on November 12th, was arrested along with his tour manager, Kristen Klein, while on tour in Kentucky. And they were arraigned on illegal drug possession charges. And they ended up missing 3 shows as a result of, being in the clink on their charges. They are going to be appearing in court. They're having to go all the way back to Kentucky, take a break on their tour that was supposed to be taking place in Europe, go back to Kentucky and do the arraignment hearing in April 2010 to face trial. And they've both entered guilty pleas. So that's some bad news for the King Khan camp. Hopefully it won't affect the various projects that he is involved in. But, they're really harsh down there in the South. They should have probably known better. Anyways, that's the way it goes. We are going to get back to some more music in just a few minutes' time here. We're going to be featuring an all-local set of music. Like I said, some great local releases have hit our shelves in the CRTR library of late. You can stay tuned to hear from the likes of Dylan Thomas, who is normally the frontman of the Jolts. He's got a great little solo CD out called Trees of Mystery. As well, we're going to play something from Prairie Cat, and coming up very next is something from a great new Vancouver band. Well, newish. They've been around for a couple of few years, but they finally released their full-length CD called The People Have Carpet on Our Hearts. You people have carpet on your hearts. We're talking about the good news coming up in just a moment's time. Stay tuned. This is The Canadian Way.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR
on-air fun drive. We are moved by your generosity and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank. Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way. This is CITR FM 101.9 coming to you on the 101.9 frequency or 102 on cable. And of course, like I always say, you can hear us live streaming online at citr.ca. My name is Spike. If you want to drop me an email, you can do so by writing me at thecanadianwayoncitr@gmail.com for such things as requests and constructive criticism, and just say hi. I always read all of the emails. I try to get back to them eventually. I'm not the most punctual person in the world. That's just the way it is. We are going to get into a great little local set of music here. Fairly diverse. We're going to be starting off with something from The Good News. Great little CD from them just came out. It's their sophomore follow-up to their 2008 self-titled debut EP. The six-piece band released this one called The People, You People Have Carpet on Your Hearts, which is a self-released effort. They released that in August of this year. And it's actually their second release with new singer Rodrigo Gonzalez. And, yeah, so we're going to listen to something from that. And later on in the set, something from Prairie Cat as well. He's got another great release under his belt. But in the meantime, from The Good News, we're going to be listening to the track called My Cross to Bear. Here is The Good News, starting off the set of local music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Yeah. pay you credit for. It's not like they consider you a bad. You weren't considered at all.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
One, two, three, four. Sometimes when you're feeling low, you don't know which way to go. Well, there's always down. Well, there's always down. Once at the top, seconds at its peak, you close your mouth when you begin to speak. Then it all comes crashing down. It all comes crashing down. Even the king has a beggar's tongue, lashing out at each and every one, till his throne comes down. His throne comes tumbling down. Say a prayer, kind words are few, and far between both me and you, till we all just settle down. Till we all just settle down. Little sister, won't you sing a song? Me and my pa can try to get along. Don't we all fall down? Don't we all fall down, down?
The Canadian Way on CITR, FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and you just heard something from Dylan Thomas, who, when he's not playing tracks from his brand new solo release, is normally the frontman of local punk band The Jolts. From his CD Trees of Mystery, which can be found on the Sacramento Records label, we heard the track called Palm Tree Blues. Some news on Dylan Thomas. Well, first of all, this is his second release after 2008's Fortune Teller Miracle Fish. And he'll actually be playing the Mental Beast Eggnog Experience release show, which we'll tell you a bit more about towards the end of the show. But that's going to be happening at the Biltmore Cabaret this Friday, the 18th. And also, Dylan is featuring his brand new backing band on this here CD. After he played and recorded with your Vancouver Vipers for the 2008 release, well, he's now got a full-time solo band, and live they're actually known as the Dylan Thomas Band. And a great little recording from Dylan Thomas, Trees of Mystery. Look for it if you like the really yearnful singer-songwriter stuff. Definitely different than what he does with his day job. Before Dylan Thomas, we heard from Prairie Cat, a.k.a. Kerry Pratt, local singer-songwriter extraordinaire. He basically does all of the singing and instrumental work on his CDs. And then live, basically gathers whatever friends will come and play with him live. But from his CD, It Began, Ended with Sparks, which can be found on the Fuzzy Logic label, we heard the track called Meanest Genius. And this is his, Prairie Cat's sophomore release, which came out in October, late October, 27th to be exact. And it's actually, this one is mixed by Ryan Dahl. The debut CD was actually done completely by Kerry, but he brought in his friend Ryan Dahl, who of course played with Age of Electric and Limblifter. Got him behind the boards, and I must say that Ryan did a very, very nice job. Very smooth sounding, very, very intimate sounding singer-songwriter effort from Prairie Cat. He played his CD release show and the video release show for his lead-off single, Given Up, on October 27th at the Rickshaw Theater, and also recently played the Rice Paper Magazine launch back on December 12th, which was last Saturday at the Rhizome Cafe. And a great little recording from Prairie Cat as well. Some more local diverse talent for you. And of course, we started off with quite possibly one of the biggest buzz bands going on right now, now that everybody's had a chance to listen to the CD. We're talking about The Good News, and the CD is a self-released effort called You People Have Carpet on Your Hearts. And we heard the track called My Cross to Bear. And as I mentioned before, they are a six-piece that has now released their second CD, full-length CD. Of note is the fact that guitarist Trevor Risk, who writes a lot of the songs, is also busy DJ around town, but you won't hear him spinning their own tunes because he gets bored of them and finds it kind of egotistical. So good on Trevor for getting out and about, because I know that the stuff that he plays when he's DJing, completely night and day from what we're hearing from The Good News. But great album from The Good News, by the way. Check that out if you have a chance as well. Some solid local stuff coming out the last little while, to be sure. We are going to start a new set of music in just a moment's time with a new project from Dave Bedini and Martin Tielli, formerly of Rheostatics fame. And this effort actually sounds a little Rheostatic-ish, so you'll probably want to stay tuned for that in just a moment's time. This is The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hee-hee, technical issue there. Now resolved. So as promised, on the other side of the station ID slash show promo, oh, by the way, you want to tune in to Hans Kloss's Misery Hour, which takes place at 11 p.m. tonight, and always an interesting listen. Yeah, interesting is a good word. We'll leave it at that. We also have Folk Oasis starting at 8 p.m. right after this program with your host Val, so stay tuned for that. She is in the studio working on her show, so always good stuff that she has ready for us. As well, at 10 p.m. is Sexy in Van City, hosted by Carolyn, so you want to stay tuned for that. Lots of great programming coming up later on today on CITR. So yeah, as promised before the spot there, we are going to play something from the new project from Dave Bedini and Martin Tielli, who were formerly both in Rheostatics, and they called it quits back in 2007, although they have done one sort of unofficial reunion show, but it wasn't really a reunion show. It was just all of them fooling around. They were playing music to a puppet show. So anyways, they have yet to officially reform, but in the meantime, Dave and Martin have gotten together with their musical pals, Selena Martin, Barry Mirochnik, formerly of Sarah McLachlan's band, and Ford Pier, who, of course, used to play in the latter years of the Rheostatics with Dave Bedini and Martin Tielli. Well, they've got a project together called the Five Hole Band, and this is music that accompanies a play being done by a troupe out of Calgary. It's called Music from Five Hole, Tales of Hockey Erotica. And I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's a play that's also got the same name, Five Hole, Tales of Hockey Erotica. And it's being done by Calgary's One Yellow Rabbit Performance Theater. And it's actually on right now as we speak and going all the way until, I think, like February in the new year. Unfortunately, not all of them are playing live to the play. They're playing a recording of it. But nevertheless, they are featuring some fantastic songs here, all hockey-themed. And we're going to play you one. Well, we're going to play you the lead-off track called Hockey Anthem. Here is the Five Hole Band featuring Dave Bedini, Selena Martin, Barry Mirochnik, Ford Pier, and Martin Tielli. Music from the Five Hole, Tales of Hockey Erotica. This is the Five Hole Band. To start off this set of music, here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
$100 says you're gonna crack my skull, huh?
I wouldn't crack your knuckles for $100.
So he's bluffing.
Yeah, well, somebody's gonna kill you, dumb son of a bitch, but it's not gonna be me.
Hail to you, the hockey player. Traveling across the land, it matters not with whom you lay, behind you we will stand. From the fall to summer's fall, we
dream.
Was something from a great little compilation, taking it down a notch, from the Manitoba Music 5 compilation, fifth in the series, of course, can be found on the Maria Recordings label, co-released by Manitoba Music. Name of the track that we heard from Rami is called Angeline, and this is a CD of all Manitoba-based artists. Rami, of course, is from Winnipeg. Rami Mays. We've actually got some news about Rami Mays here. She'll be playing on February 14th at the Railway Club doing a special Valentine's Day show. Lots of love songs in the set, apparently. And then is going to be playing a couple days later, February 16th, at the Roundhouse Community Center as part of the 2010 Olympiad Showcase. And then we'll be coming back in April to play at the Rogue Folk Club on a day to be announced. So stay tuned for that. But this is actually a track from Rami's second album called Aching in Your Bones, which came out back in March. It's a follow-up to her 2006 debut CD called Sweet Something Steady, which was actually nominated for Canadian Folk Music Award. Didn't win, of course, but that's not bad. Getting nominated on your first time out. Before Rami Mays, we heard from The Secretaries. And The Secretaries hail from Edmonton, Alberta. And their very first gig ever was playing at a fundraiser at the West Edmonton Mall in the ice rink. They had it all boarded up and people were exercising to raise money. And they were the exercise music. But that goes down as far as first gigs go. That's a pretty out of the ordinary one. So interesting story from the Secretaries. From their CD, self-titled CD, featuring the Brass Holes, which can be found on Rolco Radio, the label Rolco Radio. We heard the track called Tattoo, and previous to that, we started off the set with the Five Hole Band featuring Dave Bedini, Barry Manrochnik, Ford Pier, Martin Tielli, and Selena Martin. This is a soundtrack to a play based on a book that Dave Bedini wrote called Five Hole, Tales of Hockey Erotica. So the album is actually called Music from Five Hole, Tales of Hockey Erotica. And it can be found on the Junior Records label. The name of the track that we heard was actually the lead-off called Hockey Anthem. And that is currently being performed in Calgary, as I said, through until February. Being done by Calgary's One Yellow Rabbit Performance Theatre. I don't know where exactly they play out of, but I'm sure if you live in Calgary, you probably know whereabouts they're based out of. But an interesting little project there from Dave Bedini and company. And it's good to hear the Rheostatics alumni are up to some good, at least. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. And we're in the home stretch of the show here. We've got a half hour left to try and cram in the last of our new music and some Christmas tunes from the Eggnog compilation, which we'll let you know all about very shortly. But in the meantime, we're going to be starting off with a couple of BC-based artists. First of all is Alex Cuba, who won a Juno for his debut release. His second release, self-titled effort, can be found on the Caracol Records label. Name of the track that we're going to be listening to from Mr. Alex Cuba, who, by the way, is originally from Cuba. Let's actually let you know a little bit about Alex Cuba because he's got an interesting background. Alex Cuba is currently based out of Smithers, of all places in the world. Apparently there's a family connection that brought him there. But he's originally from Artemisia, Cuba, and moved to the country with his brother and played as the Puentes Brothers for about 2 years before going solo. You may have seen them gig around town. But yeah, anyways, he released his debut CD back in 2006, and it was called Humo de Tobacco, Tobacco Smoke. And it won the Juno for Best World Music Album for 2006. This is actually the third full-length album from Alex Cuba Band. This is the first one with them actually using the Alex Cuba Band moniker. And they're currently touring like crazy, crazy, crazy. They're going to be playing Holland Park in Surrey on February 19th as part of the Olympic festivities. It's Surrey's contribution to the effort called the Surrey 2010 Olympic Celebration. And Alex will be playing there along with about a dozen other artists that are from BC. Before that, he's going to be touring the interior of BC in January, Alberta in early February, taking a little break to do the gig in Surrey. And then in April, he's right back to touring out east in Ontario and Quebec. So busy, busy time for Alex Cuba. And well deserved. This is another great album from him, from the self-titled effort. Name of the track that we're going to be listening to is called Que Pasa Lola, to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Lola, ya no eres la misma muchacha, que maldito te robó la gracia, baby, me haces falta, mucha falta, quédate junto a mí, quédate Lola, que me vuelvo loco por un beso, y no llores más por su regreso, yo te quiero mucho y de tu boca todo me gusta. ¿Qué pasa, Lola? ¿Qué pasa, Lola? ¿Qué pasa, Lola?
pasa Lola, ya no eres la misma muchacha, que maldito te robó la gracia. Baby, me hace falta, mucha falta, quédate junto a mí, quédate Lola, que me vuelvo loco por un beso, y no llores más por su regreso. Yo te quiero mucho y de tu boca todo me gusta a mí.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
We came to this cursed town to make a new start. It didn't bring us together, nor tore us apart. So we look back in anger, look forward with fear. Let's not bother with Christmas this year. I got work in a graveyard, which I kind of enjoyed, but not enough people died, and now I'm unemployed. You found a job in a bar, and that suits you quite well. It's just too bad you drink two drinks for each drink you sell. Decorations are one thing that we won't need. You're already lit up like a Christmas tree. So let's laugh our fool heads off and shed a few tears. But let's not bother with Christmas this year. Thoughts of jolly Saint Nick, well, it just makes me sick. Christmas carols cause me to sneer. Maybe some other time I'll have a change of mind. But let's not bother with Christmas this year. Christmas is past, we'd rather forget. As for Christmas presents, we're too deep in debt. Our friends and relations, they all live far away. We could send them cards, but what could we say? But this is hell on earth, and be glad you're not here. Let's not bother with Christmas this year. Thoughts of jolly Saint Nick, well, they just make me sick. Christmas carols, they cause me to sneer. Maybe some other time we'll have a change of mind. But let's not bother with Christmas this year. So let's burn unpaid bills as we sit by the fire. If you don't call me a failure, I won't call you a liar. In our own little way, we'll be spreading cheer. So let's not bother with Christmas this year. So I could sit on the couch, or we could lie on the bed and tell ourselves lies about what lies ahead. Or I could sulk in the corner while you cry in your beer. But let's not bother with Christmas this year, my dear. Let's not bother with Christmas this year.
And another seasonal, maybe not so seasonal tune for you there. That was from local band Minimalist Jug Band from their CD called Naiveville, which is self-released effort. We heard the track called Let's Not Bother with Christmas. Minimalist Jug Band is the moniker of local musician and spoken word artist Al Mader, and he's been called a cross between Johnny Cash and Stephen Wright by the local poetry collective Pandora's Collective. Al Mader recently began collaborating and recording with local folk singer Petunia. And this is actually the first release that Minimalist Jug Band has done as a duo. So it's kind of interesting. They've got more of a, well, they've got more instrumentation for starts. So interesting new direction for Minimalist Jug Band, and yet still in the Minimalist Jug Band quirky mold. Before that, we heard from Ottawa's The Riptides, who've been around forever. They've been around since 1998, so it's been almost 10 years for them. And let's see, they're a four-piece that have been together for, actually it says 11-plus years, and they released their seventh album on October 13th, so they're just steamrolling along like nothing's ever happened. So good on the Riptides. I always like those punk bands that just keep going and going and going, regardless of whether people are actually paying attention or not. So interesting. And before the Riptides, we heard from Alex Cuba, speaking of interesting music, blending together music from his native Cuba with some poppy, funky grooves for you there from his self-titled CD, third full-length effort from him, which can be found on the Caracol label. We heard the track called Que Pasa Lola. Yes, so that was definitely pretty another diverse set, as you would come to expect here from the Canadian Way. And we're in the home stretch of the program. We've got to play this ad, then we're going to come back with a double shot from Toronto bands Red Mass and Christian D and the Hangovers, and then music from the Eggnog Experience compilation coming up in just a moment.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All things you've been seeing. Guess you better find your way back home.
And this is the Canadian Way. You're listening to CITR FM 101.9. We got 15 minutes left in the program before we throw it on over to Val and the Folk Oasis, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we are going to do a couple bands from Toronto, starting off with Christian D and the Hangovers from their Shake It or Leave It CD. We're going to be listening to a track from them. And then after that, we're going to be listening to a track originally from a band from Ottawa, Ontario, relocated to Toronto a couple years ago. Name of the band is called Red Mass. So stuff a little bit more on the punkier side from out east. And then when we come back, we're going to play a couple Christmas tunes for you from the Mental Beast / Eggnog compilation that's going to be happening over release party that's going to be happening over at the Biltmore Cabaret on Friday. We'll let you know about that in just a moment's time. In the meantime, here is Christian D and the Hangovers from Shake It or Leave It. Name of the track that we're going to listen to is called Baby Jane to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way, CITR FM 101.9.
Drinking in the truth.
It's a death trip of suicide ride. Wanna listen to the world? Get your hands off what it is, the word. Party, party, party till I die. Party hard, don't ask what. I wanna party, party, party till I die. Party hard, don't ask what.
Was a double shot of bands from Toronto. We started off the band that originated from Ottawa, formed in 2008 by CPC Gangbang's frontman Choice. We're talking about Red Mass. This is their first full-length CD, which came out in late October. Before that, were very active, though. They turned out 4 EPs, 5 7-inches. One is coming out soon. 2 CDRs, 3 singles, and 5 split singles, all within a year and a half's time. Oh my god. The new album features some songs that have been worked on for over a decade by Choice. Frontman Choice. Interesting new project from former members of CPC Gangbangs right there in the form of Red Mass. Also from Toronto, we heard from Christian D and the Hangovers from their brand new self-release CD called Shake It or Lose It. We heard the track called Baby Jane. And Christian D and the Hangovers formed in early 2008 when frontman Christian D, formerly of blues rockabilly stalwarts Real Gone, broke up around mid-2007. This is their first full-length. It came out in late August, and it's a follow-up to their 2008 self-titled EP. So, little info for you on Christian D and the Hangovers. As promised at the top of the show, the Canadian Way is going to be playing a couple of songs from a CD that's going to be released on Friday the 17th, or no, tomorrow, Thursday the 17th. We are talking about the Eggnog Experience. Let you know what this project is about. If you go to mentalbeast.com, you will see the Mental Beast online video series that they've got going that was shot here right in the CITR studios and features a whole bunch of local bands and some CITR talent in the series. And then, of course, they've got this Eggnog compilation, which is all music that's featured in the series. And they're going to be doing a release party / Mental Beast party over at the Biltmore Cabaret this Friday, the 18th. And they'll be having a whole load of bands that will be playing at the event. Bands include Brastronaut, Dylan Thomas, Machu Picchu, Fine Mist, Makeout Videotape, World Club, Needles and Pins, Analog Bell Service, Rose Milberg and Nick Kurgovich, Basketball, Tight Solid, Vancouver, and Apollo Ghosts. And there'll be a live screening of the double-length final episode of the Mental Beast video series. And there will also be members of Bronx Cheer, Manhussy, Pony Hunters, The Sunday Service, and VTSL doing some comedy for you as well. And there'll also be DJs from the Radio Zero Collective, featuring Mr. Tyler Fetchuk and Cam Dales, and of course, free eggnog. So you want to come out this Friday at the Biltmore Cabaret. and take in all the great Christmas-themed music by a whole bunch of local bands. And we're going to play you a couple of tracks right now, time allowing. I'm going to play you something from Apollo Ghost, Run, Run, Rudolph. And then if we have time, I'm also going to try to squeeze in the brand new track that was just added on by Vancouver called Dysfunctional Family Christmas. So go to mentalbeast.com, find out more about the compilation and check out the web series. And then go to Friday's CD release party for the Eggnog Experience and see the final episode of the Mental Beast series as it's released. So here we go. This is some Apollo Ghost to start off this set of music from the Eggnog Experience compilation to wrap up this edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Hopefully we'll have some time to chat with you when we come back from these songs. Here is Apollo Ghost with Run, Run, Rudolph from the Eggnog Experience music compilation, which is getting unveiled officially this Friday at the Biltmore Cabaret. But you go to mentalbeast.com tomorrow and you'll be able to download all the tracks for yourself. You heard it here first, kids. Here is Apollo Ghost on The Canadian Way, CITR FM 101.9. Was something from the Eggnog Experience compilation CD, which will see its official release on the mentalbeast.com website. And if you haven't been checking out the web series, do yourself a favor. It's pretty funny, actually, and you'll get to see the inner workings of CITR, at least the studio and the lounge and the record library. Anyways, from the Eggnog Experience compilation, we heard Apollo Ghosts with their version of Run, Run, Rudolph, and they will be playing Oh, actually, I don't think they'll be playing, unfortunately. Oh, yeah, actually, they will be playing. They'll be playing this Friday at the Biltmore Cabarets. Release party for the Eggnog Experience and the wrap-up of the Mental Beast series, web series as well. So you want to check that out this Friday at the Biltmore Cabaret. That just about does it for the Canadian Way. Stay tuned for Folk Oasis with your host, Val. And remember to support your local music scene and whenever possible to buy Canadian. This is Spike signing off. I'll be back on the 30th of December. Have yourself a good Christmas. And, yeah, be sure and get out to the Eggnog Experience CD release party and go to mentalbeast.com and download all the tracks starting tomorrow. Ooh, it's going to be fun. Anyways, it's been a blast, and have yourself an awesome Christmas or whatever you celebrate. Talk to you later.
MentalBeast.com is set to release its new comedy series,
telling the riotously funny Christmas tale of a radio station on the verge of collapse.
Starting December 7th, visit MentalBeast.com to follow the podcasts and video episodes.
Each podcast will feature a brand new Christmas-themed song by one of Vancouver's hottest indie acts, while the webisodes follow the behind-the-scenes antics at this down-on-its-luck station.
The series culminates with a party at the Biltmore Friday, December 18th, and the release of the Eggnog Experience compilation CD.
Featuring holiday performances from compilation contributors Brastronaut, Machu Picchu, Fine Mist, Makeup Videotape, World Club, Needles and Pins, Analog Bell Service, Rose Melberg and Nick Hergovich, Basketball, Tight, Solid, Vancouver, and Apollo Ghosts.
And a live special screening of the final video episode of Mental Beast.
As well as CITR's own Radio Zero DJs Tyler Fedchuk and Cam Dales. So join CITR and Mental Beast at the Biltmore on December 18th.
All the proceeds from the Mental Beast Project and Eggnog Experience compilation album will be donated to the Vancouver Food Bank.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?